Ladies and gentlemen, Imus in the morning.
What do you think of your boy Trump now, Bernie?
Oh, wow.
He's got crazy hair.
You know, he looks like, he acts like Nixon, you know. You could tell under the blue suit that he's got big old blubber titties.
Oh.
Not a big one. I mean, he got bigger titties than that Russian hooker wife of his.
Jeez. Whoa.
This is a guy got three or four deferments.
Yeah.
Student deferments. They got a couple of medical deferments for a bone spur in his foot. Talking about Trump. And he can't remember which foot.
Well, he's got two.
Yeah, exactly.
Been a long time.
And he's disparaging John McCain?
Come on.
Pretty stupid.
This could be it.
Not much to say about this, do you, Bernie?
I don't know. I mean, what's there to say? He can't defend.
He's an asshole. How about start there?
Can't defend the indefensible.
That's a good starting point. All right. Anybody else?
Carl from Slingblade, he's here.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Thank you, Carl.
That's two. All right.
He's not alone.
Wyatt roped out of his mind this weekend. You know, we went to a rodeo in Taylor, Texas. It's a professional rodeo. Fred Whitfield, 8-time world champion, roped in it.
Oh.
Justin Moss, been to NFR 8 times. He roped. And Wyatt was the only kid there.
Mm.
And he beat both of them. He roped in 9-5, took third.
Wow. Nice.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Way to go,
Wyatt. It was out of his mind.
Jeez.
I don't know. I've never been to a rodeo like this. It was like... But just thousands of screaming people, and it was like being in a Megadeth concert. Really, it was. I mean, I've seen it. I couldn't. I can't hear anyway. But the standing there, and the pipe around the fence around the rodeo was vibrating.
Yeah.
Man, that kid is. Oh my God! Then we went to. So that was, what was that?
Saturday night.
That was Friday night. Was it Friday night?
God. Only 2 days in the weekend, or 2 nights.
Well, Saturday morning, we went to, they had a kid 19 years of age and under roping in Caldwell, Texas. So it's only about 25 miles from here. There were about 60 kids. I mean, all the great kids in the state of Texas. And on Saturday, he roped in 10 flat. He actually roped in. I actually caught the flag man cheating.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
Well, T. Money caught him cheating. Well, when Wyatt roped his calf, when you throw your hands up in the air, the flag man is supposed to drop the flag, and that's when the time.
Oh.
So I timed it. We timed it 10 times. Wyatt threw his hands up in the air. It was 9.7 seconds. The flag man waited till Wyatt stood up. So it was 10 seconds.
Oh, should get this on tape?
But yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, good.
But this was the same flag man, was one of the officials at the state finals, because Wyatt and Ropin in the state finals did something and screamed the F word out of, you know, he was angry at himself or whatever. And they reprimanded him at the state finals. They had to go to the, you know. Well, they took him to the office to talk to him, you know, kind of. They only just said, yeah, so they didn't try to weasel out of it, and then they.
Right.
This is one of those guys, so.
So this guy had it out for him.
The heat of passion.
Yeah.
So if that's the wrong thing to do, because let me tell you what, if I ever see that happen again, let me tell you what we're going to do.
Okay.
We are going, what are we going to do?
We'll have something.
Take a
well,
swing
we're
going to
do something that's going to be bad for this.
Horrible. Yeah.
Well, you can't be doing that. No. Then, so, But he made the top 10 on Saturday morning, so we had to go back Sunday morning to rope in the finals. And there were over 60 kids, 19 and under, the best kids in the state of Texas and from around. Wyatt took fourth overall, 17 years old.
All right. Oh, man, that's a good weekend.
Man.
That is a good weekend. Better than Trump's, certainly.
Where in the hell were we Friday night? Maybe we were in Wichita Falls. I mean, Marble Falls. Marble Falls, he came out of the chute and his rope hits the side of the chute. He missed. Yes. But then the next morning, man, he is really unbelievable.
That's great.
So it was a lot of fun. And then, what's that guy's name, Johnson? What's his name, Warner?
Dustin Johnson. Too bad.
Yeah, he shot like an 85?
75, yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So he's out of contention for the British Open, but...
Probably, yeah. With one round to go, he's five back.
They're teeing off in the British Open now.
Yeah.
But Jordan Spieth doesn't tee off until around 9:20 Eastern time.
Right. Oh, okay. The big guys are later. This is incredible. You have 14 golfers separated by only three strokes.
Boom.
14 guys could win it.
Oof. What a day.
And the big story.
It's wide open.
Jordan Spieth is only one back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the man. Going for his third straight major in a calendar year.
And the bums are out of control in New York City, man.
You ain't kidding, boss.
That is really ridiculous.
I drove in this morning very early, right outside the building, made a right from 7th Avenue to 31st Street. There was a guy standing there in his tidy whiteies. He was, I don't know what he was, shaking. He was on, like he was twerking, and he had like a load in his pants.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the street.
Guns out on a break? Or...
Sorry
and
about
there were
that.
Dozens of homeless people. It was
no
joke.
No, I know. I man read Andrea Pizer's piece, it sounds like, in the Post.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. So
what'd she say?
Big thing about it this morning. Wasn't that this morning, Bernie? Or she wrote something. I read it online that she's saying just that, that there's really gone up in the amount of homeless people that you can see out there. And
she did, right? Of course, Curtis wrote on Friday, and she wrote today. That's right. It's the Bag Apple street scourge out of control, says Andrea Pizer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had pictures of squeegee dudes in the Post, New York Post, yesterday. So it's like we're regressing.
I remember in the 70s, when you couldn't stop at a stop sign coming into Manhattan without squeegee people all over your car.
They're back.
Remember, I was driving a Rolls Royce, and I was particularly irritated, you can imagine.
Dirty windows.
Driving in from Greenwich.
No.
You missed a spot there.
I'll show you how to do it. Do it like this.
Speaking of a-holes.
Yeah, you can't go up and down.
But I'm not even I'm about half asleep still.
I will
still shoot going
you.
On. 12 minutes after the hour. Bo Deedle's coming up this morning. See what he thinks about Trump.
Daniel something.
Vinny from Green's going to be on his way. Lou Ruffino, Warner Wolf, Tony Powell.
That's right.
Connor McShane. Whoa. Guns? Is Guns here or no?
Absolutely, sir.
What are you going to Cleveland for?
I'm actually, I did it last year. I'm hosting this, it's called the APMAs, the Alternative Press Music Awards. This year it's Green Day, Weezer, and it's at where the Cavs play. So I'm actually doing red carpet hosting.
Whoa. Oh,
so that's going to be Wednesday night. So I did it last year with Slash was there and Joe Perry and stuff. So
I actually like Green Day.
Yeah, it should be cool.
Nat Candido, he's on. Yeah. And then Tom Friedman will be on this morning, so we'll talk about all that stuff. Time for a little news now. And here with that, at 13 at the hour, while I go try to find some coffee around here, is Colin McShane. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Iman. Before we talk about Trump, one other item. It's official. As of midnight, the U.S. and Cuba have this morning resumed normal relations. Cuban officials formally will inaugurate their embassy in D.C. today. Cuban flag flying for the first time since 1961 in the embassy in Washington. Now, as for Trump, Donald Trump says he doesn't need to be lectured by his Republican opponents. He has an op-ed at USA Today continuing his criticism of Senator John McCain's record with veterans after really being widely condemned over the weekend. But this morning, Trump writes, "A number of my competitors for the Republican nomination have no business running for president. I do not need to be lectured by any of them. Many are failed politicians or people who would be unable to succeed in the private sector. Some, however, I have great respect for." Donald Trump, so...
You know, it was John McCain who got me and Bernie and Babe McCord to go visit the veterans of Walter Reed. Remember that, Bernie?
Can't forget it. Never forget that.
In fact, we were talking on the air one morning. I was interviewing Senator McCain, and he says to me, because I'd never thought about, much to my embarrassment, but I had never actually thought about going to visit soldiers at Walter Reed. And so he said, hey, would you like to do that? I said, absolutely. And so we did. And the thing was, they went to the Vietnam Memorial, which is something you had to do if you ever get a chance to do that. That's a life-changing experience. But I remember being, I was amazed when we went to Walter Reed Hospital to save just literally dozens and dozens of wounded soldiers, that they all knew McCain. They all called him by his first name.
Something he did on a regular basis without any press.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, somebody wanted to, I don't know if we were on television then or not. Maybe we were. But
yes.
Yes, we were. And we were on MSNBC, right?
That's right.
And they wanted to go and film us there. And I said no, I didn't, that's not the reason I was going, so we wouldn't let them do that. But my point about Mr. McCain is that he had been there. I mean, he was a regular there visiting.
Right.
I wonder how many times Trump's been there with them big old blubber titties.
I'm blubber.
I've been to the Donna Reed Medical Center many times.
Anyway, 16 after the hour, Connell continues.
Well, Trump dismissing McCain's war hero reputation because he was captured in Vietnam, saying over the weekend, I like people.
Shot down, asshole.
Right. People who weren't captured, he said.
Just captured.
So if you expected an apology for all that when he called into ABC's This Week, not really.
And he's on television all the time, talking, nothing gets said.
Yeah, so that's it. It's a Donald Trump, John McCain thing. That pretty much wraps it up. That's where we are. How about
here's Carl Childers now. Some thoughts on Trump. Morning, Carl.
Morning. That Donald Trump fella sure does get himself in hot water a whole lot. Which I reckon ain't such a bad thing. Then he could use it to wash that squirrel pelt he wears for a hat. First he done call Mexicans rapists, which was a surprise to me. I never know that Bill Cosby feller was a Mexican. Guess it makes sense on account that Bill Cosby feller doesn't use that Spanish fly in them ladies' drinks. Believe that stuff come from Mexico. I know Doyle got himself some when he went down to Tijuana. And that Trump feller done insulted John McCain feller, who's a war hero. Said McCain was only a war hero because he got caught. I think Trump could be just a mite jealous on account that McCain hero feller spent 5.5 years at that Hanoi Hilton, which wasn't a Trump hotel. He thinks his hotels are the greatest in the world. Well, maybe that Hanoi Hilton didn't have 24-hour room service. But I reckon they did have a sauna, though. Box in the yard made of bamboo. Feller sitting it in sweat for weeks at a time. That McCain feller done got wounded, broke his arms, ejecting from his jet plane. Closest Trump come to getting wounded was pulling a muscle in his shoulder from patting himself on the back. McCain done got tortured when he was in the Hanoi Hilton. I know some people think listening to Trump's kind of torture. Expect he might torture his hair. Sure looks like he teases it a lot. So this soldier run up to a nun, says, can I hide under your skirt? I don't want to go to war. Nun says, okay. And then two MPs run up and say, hey, sister, you seen a soldier around here? Sister says, no. I believe she had nice legs.
Coming up on 19 after the hour here on the 5 of the morning program. Bo Deal just ahead. Benny from Queens, Tom Friedman. But before we get to all of that, it is time for sports sponsored by Peerless Boilers. There with that is Warner Wolf. Morning, Warner.
Morning, Iron Man. Coming to you from the Nouveau Fat Loss Studios. Final round, British Open underway. 14 golfers separated by only 3 strokes. Australia's Jason Day, Louis Oosthuizen, and 22-year-old amateur Paul Dunn, all 12 under par. Now, Jordan Spieth shot a 66 yesterday. He's 11 under. Dustin Johnson, who had the 1-stroke lead going into yesterday's third round, shot a 75. He's 7 under. Mickelson, who has teed off moments ago, he is 4 under. And as you probably know by now, Tiger Woods with a 76 and a 75 finished 147th out of 156 golfers. Once again missed the cut, third time in his last 4 majors.
I hit the ball solid. It wasn't getting through the wind.
Oh, I see.
What happened now?
He was hitting the ball solid. It just didn't get through the wind.
or into the hole.
Right. That's true also. Yes. Yanks and Jays win. Giants 6 in a row. The Mets and Cardinals went 18 innings, 6 hours, and the Mets beat the Cardinals 3-1. The Mets, by the way, left 25 men on base.
Wow. Still one.
Hey, how the mighty have fallen.
What happened now?
Well, former Cy Young winner Justin Verlander, still winless in his 6 starts, 3 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs. His ERA is now 6.62, and the fans booed him. The Tiger fans booed Justin Verlander walking off the mound. Here was Tiger manager Brad Ausmus on Verlander.
Well, we need him to pitch better than he did today.
That's right, Brad.
Very good.
And Zach Greinke did it again.
Well, maybe that's a Kate Upton deal.
Could be.
It could be. Losing
going
his
out that girl.
Yes, losing his
Speaking
focus.
Of blubber titties.
That's right. You're right, on. He's never been the same.
Blubber titties.
Losing his focus. That's right. So Zach Greinke, 8 more shutout innings. He's now 43 2/3 consecutive innings without allowing a run.
That's fine.
Kyle Busch wins the New Hampshire 300. That's his 3rd in 4 weeks. The usual suspects, Ricky Stenhouse, 17th, Danica Patrick, 24th.
And then he wound up on top again.
That's right, he did. And finally, you know how those fans throw water on runners and bike riders to refresh them as they go by?
Yeah, sure.
Well, watch out. Over the weekend, on the 14th stage of the Tour de France, Great Britain's Chris Froome, with the overall lead, was doused by a fan with a cup of urine.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. And the fan then yelled, "Doper," in French. Here was Froome on the situation.
A fan, at one point on one of the drags, threw a pot of urine at me while shouting, "Dopé." It's not acceptable on any level. The reporting on the race has been very irresponsible in terms of, can we trust his performance? And that's obviously led to a lot of people out on the roads booing us and acting in this kind of manner.
He's blaming the media because they've been critical, of course, since the Lance Armstrong scandal.
Well, is he a doper? Probably is.
Probably
he?
Was. Yeah.
Could have been worse.
All right, 22. What, Bernie? How could it have been worse?
Well,
22 after the hour. What's coming up in the briefing,
We have
Bernie.
Donald Trump whining about his hair criticism, Queen Elizabeth's Heil Hitler salute caught on tape, and Bill Cosby canoodling with Taylor Swift.
Gunn's going to Cleveland, and he'll be with Green Day. I've got to have the original of this song. Gunn.
No way. Forget it. No way.
Bobby Fuller 4.
No way.
There we go. Bacon rocks him up. Hot sun. I fought the law. I'm a law one. I fought the law. I'm a law one. I needed money because I had none. I fought the law. I'm a law one. I fought the law. I'm a law one.
After the hour here on the I'm a Sit Away program. You know what I find amazing? I can't remember what I know what I did this weekend. I can't remember specifically where I went. Mm-hmm. I think I was in Marble Falls, Texas, and then in Caldwell, Texas, and then in Taylor, Texas.
Right.
And then I know I was in Caldwell, Texas. We wrote Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday morning.
Well, that's a lot, so.
You know, and to Marble Falls is like 2.5 hours.
Oh, really?
And then to Taylor, Texas, about 1.5 hours. Man, it's so much fun, I can't stand it.
Very good.
I've never seen a kid. I mean, Wyatt is just fearless. I mean, I know it's my kid. We're sick of hearing me rave about my kid, but he's a great kid. I mean... You know, most kids whose parents have got some money would be trying to take advantage of that. For his 17th birthday, he asked for a Muhammad Ali T-shirt. I got off the hook there, usually.
Yeah, that's easy enough, right?
It is 30 minutes after the hour here on the I'm Swimming program. And with that, it's time for Bernard McGurk and a Bernie briefing. And that's sponsored by the Hackensack University Medical Center. Good morning, B.
Morning, boss, from the Nouveau Fat Law Studios. And yesterday, Chris Wallace had on John Kerry and our energy secretary, the funky-looking Ernest Moniz. He interviewed them both about the Iran deal, but it got very testy, boss. And here is Chris Wallace talking to John Kerry first.
What we end up with, Secretary Kerry, is an Iran with billions, hundreds of billions of dollars more.
First of all, Chris, don't exaggerate. It's not hundreds of billions of dollars. It's $100 billion, approximately.
That's in the first year.
But approximately, well, it's their money that they have had frozen.
$150 billion in the first year.
Chris, this is not supposed to be a debate. You're supposed to ask a question. We're supposed to be able to answer it.
Oh, snap.
He's right. John Kerry's right about that.
That's right.
Let him answer.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't hundreds of billions.
John Kerry's
right. It wasn't hundreds of billions of dollars.
John Kerry's a war hero.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. And he also had on the, again, the weird-looking Ernest Moniz, who is a nuclear physicist, by the way, and his looks have nothing to do with anything.
Right.
So
why are we ugly shaming, what's his name?
I'm just trying to appeal to the eye man.
Paint the picture.
Anyway, here's what he says about the 24-day delay on inspections. He says, 24 days, don't worry about it. Take a listen to Ernest Moniz.
What will happen is if the process runs the full length of 24 days, the IAEA inspectors will take environmental samples. When environmental samples are taken and nuclear activity has taken place, it is virtually impossible to clean up that place. You can paint the floors, you can do what you want. We feel very confident that one would find the evidence of nuclear activity.
Well, we don't feel that confident. How about that, Ernie?
How do we know Ernie's not being truthful?
I'm sure
his lips were moving.
Because he's being paid by Kerry and Obama to force this deal down our throats.
Come on,
24 days. That's
yeah, it's absurd.
Over 3 weeks to hide the junk. And Donald Trump yesterday on that aforementioned interview on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, in which he says he does not owe John McCain an apology, there was an amusing exchange about his hair came into the – he defended his own hair, believe it or not. Take a listen.
There seems to be a pattern, Mr. Trump. When you're criticized or attacked, you often respond with name-calling, using terms like dummy, loser, total losers on Twitter and elsewhere. You even demean some people's physical appearance. Is that something you would continue doing if you were president? Isn't that language beneath the office of the president?
Oh, I don't think. Look, when people attack me, I, you know, let them have it back. You say physical appearance, you know, it's my hair, but people are constantly attacking my hair. I don't see you coming to my defense.
And then he went out to say, my hair is fine.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And on his deferments, boss, in his own words, would you like to hear Donald Trump on his deferments in his own words?
Yeah.
Take a listen.
How many deferments did you actually get, and what were they for? I believe you had student deferments and then a medical deferment.
I had for student deferments, like many other people had during the war. I had a minor medical deferment for a bone spur of the foot. I was then entered into the draft because if I would have gotten a different number, I could have been drafted.
That wasn't until 1969. The lottery wasn't until 1969.
Right.
You had many deferments
Excuse me. I was entered into the lottery, the draft lottery. If I would have gotten a low number, I would have been drafted. I would have proudly served.
So he did get the four deferments, and then finally he was in jeopardy of being drafted into a war he says he didn't like anyway. It was stupid. Stupid war.
Idiots.
A lot of people died.
Morons.
And speaking of idiots and morons, Republican candidate Scott Walker.
What did he do?
He was asked about whether or not being gay is a choice. Do you think he would have an answer ready and the proper answer, but no, take a listen.
Do you think that being gay is a choice?
Oh, I mean, I think that's not even an issue for me to be involved in. I don't have an opinion on every single issue out there. I mean, to me, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. So I'm saying that from an opinion standpoint, I don't know what the answer to that is.
How could you not know? Of course it's a choice, you dummy. You're going to be asked that at some point down the line. I don't know is not sufficient. Either way, say one or the other. But we know it's a choice.
Of course it's a choice, Bernie.
I mean, of course it's not a choice.
Well.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, anybody who's had a prostate exam knows it's not a choice.
Right, exactly. I mean, what are you going to choose?
By the arm,
25 till the hour here in the Amherst Morning Program. Here's Lyle Lovett now. I was talking to Lyle over the weekend. He's out on the road with Robert Earl Keane. Road goes on forever, the party never ends. This song is called White Boy Lost in the Blues. Oh, them blubber titties. The big old blubber titties, I love one guy. Let me see your blubber titties.
You bought your six-string guitar. You bought your great big amp to sing like muddy water and play like lightning sound. Now that we bought our heart, you're feeling me. We got your change in your earphones. You're just a white boy lost in the blues. You got your 40-40 soldier. You got your a great big horn that toots. You got your 24-karat buttons on your everyday suit. But now that we've been our strings, you're feeling me.
I'm a man of the people.
The bailout program for boring radio. Imus in the morning.
Well, it's been almost 4 years since MyPillow started advertising on the Imus Wayne program. 4 years of me telling you about these pillows, how to change a life. And it has for millions of people. So, well over a million people who listen to me have purchased my pillows. But boy, I'll sell some pillows now. Plus, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You know, you can sleep on your pillow for 2 months. Drool on that thing and all that, whatever you do to them. And if you don't like it, you know, if you can't figure out in 2 months whether you don't like something or not, come on here. Then they give you money back. Pillow guaranteed to hold its shape for 10 years. What you have now holds this shape about 10 minutes. So you're getting some sleep, wake up, feel refreshed, full of energy and all that. Go to MyPillow.com, type in a code word IMUS. MyPillow.com, do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Imus in the morning.
Hey, Warner, who's going to win this British Open?
Well, I want to see Jordan Spieth. Listen, the guy shot a 66 yesterday in the wind. He's only one stroke back. I mean, you've got 14 guys separated by only three strokes, so obviously it's not good odds. But I would take Jordan Spieth. I think that's a great story. If he wins three straight in the calendar year, as you know, he's only the second man in history to do it. Ben Hogan, 1953. And, man, if he did, then, wow, with the PGA next month? Oh, I mean, no, imagine that. If he wins this one going into the PGA, no one has ever won. I mean, that's impossible.
You know, it's getting now where you couldn't get anybody to watch these golf tournaments unless Tiger was in contention.
Right.
But that's not the – I mean – like, I have it on this morning. Ordinarily, I wouldn't have it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Tiger's out of it, I wouldn't watch. But now, well, of course, Jordan Spieth is from Texas, but dropped out of the University of Texas to play golf. But it's kind of an intriguing story, isn't it?
Absolutely. Big time, man. Of course, you know. Yeah.
Tiger's about done, don't you think?
It looks like it. He's going to be 40 in December. He's not only... not one. He's missed the cut three of the last four majors. He can't get it done. And he just misses those putts. I mean, those are putts he used to make. Walked to the hole, confident, knew he was going to make it. I heard someone say the difference is once you start, a guy like Tiger, once you start to miss the putts, that it comes into your mind that when you're about to putt, you're thinking, instead of automatic, I could miss now. Hmm. So once that's in your mind, you're done.
I'll have to get a hold of Lupica to find out how much of a mental game it is.
Sure.
Or maybe you know.
Golf. Yeah. I put golf up there along with hitting a baseball, which I still think is the most difficult thing in sports, to hit a Major League Baseball.
Want to try calf roping?
Does Warner want to try
curling?
Get up there, Warner.
No.
It's a lot more difficult to do than hitting a stupid baseball. Little children can hit a baseball. That's why they have Little League.
No, I say Major League Baseball, 100 miles an hour with something on it.
Well, okay, put you on a roping horse coming out of the chute at 40 miles an hour.
Let's get Warner up there.
Let's do this, Warner.
Yeah.
Here comes Wolf.
Show some guts.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost 8 minutes after the hour here on the Ivis of the Morning program.
Look at that and, Warner Wolf go. Look at him.
Imagine Warner on the floor.
That's
right.
So,
let's see. What are the futures doing this morning, Connell?
Let's check here because the stock futures up a little. Dow futures up 25, and S&P futures up 2.5 points. So we'll see. I mean, Greece, they opened the banks again today, if you care about that. So
no, I don't.
I mean, either.
Greece.
Malaga.
You have a limit. You can only take out like $60 a day. So you got to be careful at the ATMs in Greece.
And what do you got coming up, Bernie?
I got veteran Montel Williams. He's his angry rebuke of Donald Trump and Chris Rock on John McCain. And this transgender threatening to send a debate opponent home in an ambulance.
Oh.
Pretty funny. And D.L. Hughley on Caitlyn Jenner's attractiveness. Might surprise you.
Well, yeah, I want to hear all this. So... Well, be sure, and you know, sometimes you promote these Bernie briefing items, and then you don't do them.
I get 30 seconds. Sometimes I can't squeeze it all in, but
that's a lie. That's a vicious lie.
But last time when I said
you're a fat liar.
I said Bill Cosby's caught canoodling with Taylor Swift, you didn't even hear me say it.
No, not at all.
Well, no, I did not. You do that to me all the time. Well, I'm sitting here thinking about other stuff.
Right.
Trying to figure out what's coming up.
Trying to produce the program, damn it.
If I actually had a producer, I wouldn't have to do that,
that's
would
the problem.
I? So,
wait a second.
You know, when somebody needs to get a hold of Gary Klein, he's the head of engineering for Cumulus Broadcasting.
All right.
It's about time they got this situation here fixed, isn't it?
Don't you think? What's the problem?
Well, Bob, I can't. They were going to do a video hookup so I could see you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. So.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And Senator Lindsey Graham here this morning. Senator Graham, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Amos. How are you? Bless your heart.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, I had a lovely weekend. I did some gardening.
Right.
I got some new window treatments.
You still running for president?
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
Why would I give up?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think they're not doing very well in the polls.
Well, but then it's going to be better now because Trump's going to leave a big old hole. And I have to plan on filling that hole.
Very good.
It's time for a little news now. 10 minutes after the hour. And here with that is Connell McShay. Morning, Connell.
Morning, Iman. We mentioned the Greeks opening their banks. That's one thing in the news today. The U.N. Security Council expected to endorse the Iranian nuclear deal. That's another thing that vote is set for this morning. And as of midnight, U.S. and Cuba resume normal relations. So the Cuban embassy in D.C. will be opening back up. First time since 1961 that we'll see that, since ties were severed. So that's all happening today. Then there's Donald Trump. He says he doesn't need to be lectured by his Republican opponents. That's what he wrote in his USA Today op-ed. And all this after Mr. Trump dismissed Senator John McCain's record and reputation as a war hero, saying he was captured in Vietnam. And I like people who weren't captured. Reaction from his opponent, one of them, Rick Perry.
I really don't understand his strategy here. Of taking on a bullet that went through John McCain and hit a lot of us. that wore the uniform of this country. I mean, this is really offensive.
They're all piling on now, Rick Perry and many of the other Republican opponents. And he, Trump, said, a number of my competitors for the Republican nomination have no business running for president. I don't need to be lectured by any of them. That's what he wrote in the paper this morning. So,
11 minutes after the hour, here's Larry Flint now. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, it seems like a presidential candidate has a nickname and it proves his chances of being elected. George Bush was W, Bill Clinton was Bubba, Obama was O. My God, I can't believe a black guy is going to be president. I miss you've inadvertently given Donald Trump a leg up by nicknaming him Blubber Titties. You've also given Kate Upton that designation, so maybe she should be Trump's running mate. So their bumper sticker could read, Thanks for the Mammaries, 2016. Makes me wonder what nicknames you could give the other Republican candidates. Ben Carson could be Hershey Kiss Titties. Jeb Bush, not George. Ted Cruz, Pendejo. Lindsey Graham should go with the obvious, Martha. Huckabee's obviously not Jack Bruce. If Rick Perry's going to be known as Short Bus, Scott Walker will have to be special class. Rand Paul, I swear it's mine, just so people don't think he's also a client of Hair Club for Men. Bobby Jindal should be what leaps to everyone's mind whenever his name is mentioned. 7-Eleven.
That's not funny. No, no.
Marco Rubio's Cuban heritage can be exploited going by Ricky Retardo. And Chris Christie will never be known as anything other than, oh my God, it's moving towards us. Success appears to be closely linked with nicknames. Michael Jackson was the king of pop. Sinatra was old blue eyes. These days, I go by Wheels. While you, Imus, of course, as everybody knows, has for a long time been known as Asshole.
13 after the hour. Connell continues with probably more news.
Well,
right,
the Bill Cosby story, if you read the New York Times over the weekend, but Cosby says he paid women after having sex with them and went to great lengths to hide his behavior and those payments from his wife. And it was his own words in his transcript from a deposition taken in Philadelphia.
Well, the way you read that, it sounds like the payments were from his wife.
Well, no. He paid
well,
off.
Well, no, by the way the sentence was written, it sounds like. Well, anyway, go ahead.
I hear what you're
saying.
Did
his wife pay the people?
No, he paid them. So he paid the people. Absolutely.
He tried to keep the knowledge of the payments to these people.
Yes.
From his wife discovering them, right?
The I-Men following along quite well this morning. Well done.
Who's writing the news this morning?
The problem is who's reading it.
I paid the people so that my wife would not find out that I was paying the people for the sex.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That way, Bill. Thank you very much. The New York Times was the first to report on this over the weekend. And Cosby also admits he funneled money to some of the women through his agent. So, again, as pointed out, his wife wouldn't find out about it. So that's some deposition from Bill Cosby.
The agent took out a commission.
Yeah.
Seemed like a lot of trouble he was going through when he was wouldn't have to go through any of it. I mean, that's weird, isn't it?
Of course.
Yes, because the drugs did not take away all of the memory.
It's quarter after the hour. What else going on?
Well, Demi Moore, somebody.
What'd she do? They found somebody dead in a swimming pool, right?
Absolutely. She says she's in absolute shock over the death of a 21-year-old man in her backyard pool. She was out of the country, wasn't home at the time, but describes the death of this guy, Edelson Stephen Vallee, at a party hosted by her assistant as being an unthinkable tragedy. It was early in the morning yesterday when the guy died in her swimming pool, so yeah. And the weekend box office numbers, we'll give those to you as well. I know you wait for those on a Monday morning. Marvel's Ant-Man, number one at the box office. Paul Rudd playing the tiny superhero, $58 million or thereabouts, pushing out Minions to Minions in second place. And then Amy Schumer's Trainwreck, a strong opening weekend, third place, and $30 million for Amy Schumer's movie. Yeah, pretty good.
Well, coming up on 16 after the hour, time for sports here on the I'm a Silver program. Keep in mind, we'll do Vinny from Queens, Star Lou Ruffino, Warner Wolf, Tony Powell, and Colin McShane, and Guns, and Nat Candido. All that's coming up. But now, sponsored by the Hackensack University Medical Center, here is Warner Wolf. Morning, Warner.
Morning, Iron Man. Coming to you from the Nuvo Fat Loss Studios. Final round of the wind, rain, delayed British Open. No less than 14 golfers still with a shot separated by only 3 strokes of the lead. Australian Jason Day, South Africa's Lewis Oosthuizen, and 22-year-old Irish amateur Paul Dunne share the lead, all 12 under par. One stroke ahead of Jordan Spieth, who fired a 66 yesterday. Now, here was the amateur done on the fact that he is an amateur, and the Great Britain bookies had him at 1,500-1 to win the Open.
After I played the practice round, I had a few people from home with me, and I was playing nice, so they found a few bookies that had me a 5-1 to make the cut, so I think I made a lot of people at home some money. Hopefully I can steal from the bookmakers a little more tomorrow.
Yeah, meaning today. And as you know, Bobby Jones is the only amateur ever to win the British Open, 1930. Mickelson has finished 9 holes. He's 3 under. Baseball, the Mets left 25 men on base, but still beat the Cardinals in 18 innings, 3-1. The game took 6 hours. And the Dodgers, Zach Greinke, goes 8 innings, shutout ball, 3 hits, struck out 11. He's now 9-2 with an ERA of 1.30. Man, those are Bob Gibson numbers. 43 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Here was Greinke asked about his streak.
Nothing. Don't ever think about it.
Oh.
I appreciate getting outs and executing pitches, but I don't think about any streaks.
Oh, okay. And the I-Man could be right about Justin Verlander, as he lost his focus. He's since dating Kate Upton. Former Cy Young winner, still winless in 6 starts, bombed out yesterday, 8 hits, 7 runs, booed off the mound by the home team Tiger fans. And here was Tiger manager Brad Ausmus, who has no explanation for Verlander's lack of concentration.
I'm not sure exactly why Ver decided to go from the windup with the bases loaded. I'm sure he has a reason for it.
Yeah.
But he decided to do what?
He goes to a full windup with the bases loaded. I mean, the runners say, what? They take off?
What?
You don't do that. He has lost his concentration.
What do you mean? He's telegraphing what he's doing? Is that...
Stretch instead of
It takes too long to deliver the ball.
You wind up, man. The runners, boom, there they go.
They have more time.
Yeah, I was thinking about the big old titties.
That's what it is, no doubt.
Thinking about a different kind of wood.
That's right. Yeah.
The big old titties.
There's no question about it.
That's what it is.
I'm up on 19 after the hour. Bernie, what's coming up in a briefing?
I got D.L. Hughley, Chris Rock, Montel Williams, Donald Trump, all kinds of good stuff.
One of Connell McShane's 5 favorite sons, the Beastie Boys. Man, the Beastie Boys suck. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm talking to you about MyPillow now. I know it's been about 4 years since old Lindell came over to my office there and had a bunch of these pillows, and I thought, man, this is one of the weirdest people I ever met in my life, and he's more of a little jumpy, you know? But I didn't realize he was a former crack addict. Now, he's twitching around there, and about these MyPillows. I thought he was insane, you know, but I thought, well. And they sat in the office there for a couple of weeks. Well, I decided to try them. Man, I was stunned. Who would think that a pillow could make any difference? I mean, any really significant difference in how you sleep. It turns out with MyPillow, it makes all the difference. Because you can get into REM sleep a lot quicker. Pillow holds its shape all night long. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee on them. You can try them. If you don't like them, you get your money back. So there's no reason not to order a MyPillow. Plus, now you can get a half off. Go to MyPillow.com, type in the code word IMUS. MyPillow.com, do this. How would you like to lose 25 to 45 pounds or more in 40 days, guaranteed? NJ Diet, which is now known as Nuvo Fat Loss. Well, weight gain has a hormonal component to it. Using amazing breakthrough technology, Nuvo Fat Loss now knows where the hormones need to be balanced to cause weight gain. Nuvo Fat Loss creates individualized and natural recipes, which allows the body to burn 20 to 45 or more pounds of its own toxic fat in only 40 days when you get your money back. Nuvo Fat Loss offers a money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight in 40 days, you get your money back. So you have nothing to lose here, well, but the weight. So you can call them at 844-6-A-NEW-ME, 844-6-A-NEW-ME, or go to NuvoFatLoss.com and work this thing out. Twenty-six after the hour here in the Imus in the Morning program. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to change to get more paper in the printer here. And
oh man,
I'm up in the library upstairs. So, but I don't know. I can't. It's just nobody's up here, and I can't get anybody to do anything. So
well, keep us up
to get my own coffee and
right.
So it's not good. It's 26 after. Well, it's not bad either though. Well, I mentioned, well, dude, Vinny from Green's coming up. A lot of good sports stuff to talk about. But time now for a Bernie briefing, which is one of my favorite segments in the program. And it stars, of course, Bernard McGurk. And it is sponsored by the Hackensack University Medical Center. Here with that now, the aforementioned B. McGurk. Good morning, Mr. McGurk.
Morning, Mr. Imus from the Nuvo Fat Loss Studios. And a former TV news chopper pilot, a dude, he's now a transgender, now a woman, reports for Inside Edition. And he was on the, he's not happy, very happy with Caitlyn Jenner, but he's even less happy with this dude, this right-wing commentator, Ben Shapiro. He was on a panel with Shapiro on the Dr. Drew show, and they were arguing about Caitlyn Jenner. Take a listen.
This is just somebody that's
terrible. I don't hate you. I have sympathy for you. I feel terrible for you.
No, no, you do hate. You're consumed with hatred. That is who you are. You're a little man.
You know me?
You're a little man. Little boy.
Zoe.
Okay.
Zoe.
I'm sorry.
It's all, everybody.
I'm sorry.
So he calls him a little man, a little boy, because the guy thinks that the transgender thing is a mental illness. But it even got uglier. Take a listen.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're not educated on genetics.
Would you like to discuss the genetics?
No.
Are your genetics?
I'd stay away from the genetics and back to the brain scans.
You cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
He's a big transgender, and she put her hand on this dude's neck and said, "You'll go home in an ambulance." And it was a very ugly moment. But Montel Williams.
I like that line though.
Which
go home in an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's a good line, don't you think?
It's a damn good line.
Yeah.
And speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, D.L. Hughley was interviewed by TMZ and the following transpired.
Dr. Ashby, he fought AIDS with dignity and honor, and Caitlyn Jenner put on a dress. I don't think it's the same thing.
She is a beautiful woman, isn't she?
No, yeah, in a like Miss Doubtfire kind of way. Bruce Jenner looks like every PE teacher I ever had.
I think he could go home in an ambulance, too. If
what did he say?
He said that she's attractive in a Mrs. Doubtfire kind of a way.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, why are we playing AC/DC? Wasn't a drummer just arrested again?
Didn't hear that, no.
Well.
All right.
That's right.
Didn't he threaten to kill somebody?
He did.
Why is he back? Why was he arrested again? He's about 70, isn't he?
He must be out on appeal. Yeah, he looks about 90.
Yeah, right. He looks terrible. Oof, man.
He's out on bail.
He needs to calm down a little, perhaps.
Right.
Anyway, Bernie continues.
And just ahead of Chris Rock, boss, Montel Williams was very harsh. He's a veteran, very harsh in his criticism of Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Say what you want about a lot of things. You have no right whatsoever to ever misperch the character of a soldier who put on a uniform that you punked out and didn't wear yourself.
All right.
That's right.
Well said. And yeah. Chris Rock, back during the campaign when McCain was running against Obama, did a joke. It might sound familiar to you. Take a listen.
McCain just got that old story, telling the same story for 40 f***ing years. He a war hero. He a war hero that got captured. There's a lot of guys in jail that got captured. I don't want to vote for nobody that got captured. I want to vote for the motherfucker that got away.
So it wasn't a lot of outrage back then, but there you hope.
Well,
maybe Trump was ripping off Chris Rock. Thought he was being 30 funny.
30 minutes after the hour. From a guy who got a bunch of deferments and then won a medical deferment for a bone spur and couldn't remember which foot. I don't know. 30 and, minutes after the hour, got them big old blubber titties.
Yeah, that's right.
Big old blubber titties. Bigger than hooker, Russian hooker wife is. 30 minutes after the hour, Benny from Queens next.
When it matters most. Let's talk this morning for a moment about Hackensack University Medical Center. When it matters most, when it's your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, when it's heart disease or cancer, that is when it matters most. And that's when you want a medical center that's focused on the latest in technology and research. You want brilliant doctors and specialists in cancer, cardiology, women's, children's, orthopedics, neurosciences, everything. Because choosing one of the top 30 hospitals in the entire country may end up being one of the smartest decisions that you make in your entire life. And that's what Hackensack is. Number one hospital in New Jersey, certainly one of the top 30 in the country, the Hackensack University Medical Center. It's also home to the Deirdre Imus Environmental Health Center. So go to their website and check out all the research, what's happening out there at Hackensack. HackensackUMC.org, when it matters most.
Ladies and gentlemen, Imus in the morning.
What's going on in the British Open, Warner?
Well, here's the deal. We've got a new name coming up. And he's a youngster. He's an amateur. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of his name. It's
the Irish guy?
No.
Oh, man.
The guy is now 10. He's 10 under. He's two strokes back.
Seamus O'Finnegan.
That's him?
No, he's an American.
Oh, Dunn.
Right, wait a second.
I've never heard of him before.
Dunn.
Finn McCool.
No, not Dunn. It's not Dunn, and it's not Niebrugge.
Everybody keep naming names. We'll get him.
Jimmy Chitwood.
No. I'll make it.
Wait a minute.
I'll make the putt.
Wait, what are you talking about, Warner?
I got it. It's Ollie Schneiderjans.
Ollie
Hajishank.
Yes, he's a 22-year-old American amateur. He's from Dallas. Another guy from Dallas.
Oh.
Went to Georgia Tech. He's 10 under through 13.
Likes long walks in the
so
beach.
He's only one behind Smith and two behind the leaders.
Mr. Smith.
So Ollie Schneiderjans.
Old Ollie.
I mean, this is incredible. They've got three amateurs.
in
the top 15.
But the Irish guy's still tied for the, or he's up at 12 under, isn't he?
Don is 12 under. Yes.
All right. There's three guys at 12 under.
Yeah.
And then Spieth at 11 under.
Yeah.
And Harrigan at
Harrington,
10
right.
under. Ben Hogan at 10 under. And
yeah, that's right. Palmer is in there, 900.
You're an idiot, Warner. Or maybe I am.
Mickelson has picked up two strokes, but he's only four under through 13. So, man, if you don't finish, it looks like at least 10 under, you're out.
You know what we didn't talk about during Vinny from Queens, which I think is significant. Well, sort of significant. If we didn't talk about Tiger, I mean, in terms of whether he was washed up or not, because it appears he is. So.
It looks like it, certainly. Hmm. He'll only be 40 in December, but we're talking about it's going to be 8 years without a major. 8 years.
Doesn't that correspond with him, though, leaving his hitting coach, his golf coach?
Oh, I thought you said his wife running down the driveway with a golf club.
Well, it was Dan Jenkins who said about Tiger years ago that he could be derailed by injury or a woman. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well,
and, both prophetic.
Mm-hmm. And what I mean, just...
And pathetic, too.
And how about Verlander, the guy from the...
Man. Boy, has he lost his focus.
Happened to him, starts dating Kate Hudson, which is not,
Upton.
Right.
Which is not a bad idea.
No.
And, for him. And then, the bases loaded the other day.
Yesterday.
It was a fool. I mean, he's not paying attention.
No. He's not even focusing. That's incredible. He hasn't been the same since he started dating her. I think you're right.
His grip is different now.
What? You're an idiot, Tony. That's disgraceful.
Yeah.
So Tom Friedman's coming up. New York Times. Talk to him.
You're talking about.
I don't know. I was going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for him now. I mean, he can't be saying that about. I mean, that's just come on.
Yeah, that's it.
Blubber titties. That blue suit. Trump looks like Nixon, doesn't he? Kinds of gestures and the big old blubber titties.
No.
Bigger titties than Russian hooker wife is.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, McCain was shot down.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Of all the people. Why McCain? I know they had
23 missions over North Vietnam.
I mean, what are we talking? Jesus.
And then was offered early release.
When they found out that his dad was an admiral, they wanted to let him go.
Right.
They refused that. And one of the great American heroes ever.
Yep. Broken bones, beat up, tortured.
Bayoneted.
And it was, of course, Senator McCain was the guy who I was interviewing one time on the air. I've known him for a long time. We all have, of course. And he asked me and Bernie and McCord, he asked me if I wanted to visit the soldiers of Walter Reed. Well, I said, yes, I did. I never even thought about it, But that's when, started raising all that money with Bill White and the Intrepid Fallen Heroes deal and raised about $100 million, and got the death benefit raised to all that. But I remember going to the Walter Reed Hospital. I think we went to visit the Vietnam Memorial. Man, you ought to do that if you ever get a chance. Anyway, was it weird to go? Not weird, that's the wrong word. It was interesting to see how all of the soldiers and the staff and all of the other people at Walter Reed knew McCain and called him by his first name, which I've never done. Well, I mean, that's how many times McCain had been there.
Right.
But, without a camera crew, which we didn't take either, so. But not patting ourselves on the back, but. No, I mean, I don't get that. That's crazy. So. What do you think Trump looks like naked?
No, what?
With a big old blubber titty.
No.
And one of all of his hairs like that.
Huh? That hair all hanging down on one side of his.
Combed over.
Is that real?
It's got to be.
Just picture him in his Speedo coming out of a pool.
He'd have to comb twice.
Senator Lindsey Graham here with us. Senator Graham, how are you?
I'm just fine, Mr. Amos. Thank you so much for asking. Bless your heart.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. Yeah. Just fabulous. Had some of my friends over for a little cookout.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
Yeah, we roasted some weenies.
Oh. I'm a little nervous.
Yep.
I thought you usually ate them raw.
Well, that's what happens when you sit too close to the barbecue.
It's 11 after almost 12 after the hour. Time for the news. But here with that is Conor McShay. Morning, Conor.
Morning, Iman. We do have some news and some headlines before we get to Donald Trump and all the politics. I mean, the U.S. and Cuba resuming normal relations officially as of today. Cuban embassy will open for the first time since, 61 in Washington, D.C. U.N. Security Council expected this morning to endorse the Iranian nuclear deal. And the Greek banks have reopened today. The Greeks can only take out 60 euros, which is $65 a day, but they do have their banks reopen. With that, the market looks like it'll open higher. Dow futures up by 30 points. And how about this story? This could really get interesting. The you know that adultery website, Ashley Madison? We've talked about it on the show.
Yeah,
It has been hacked. And the hack, according to a blog called Krebs, has exposed the personal data of some of the 37 million users.
Wait, what?
And the individual, a group of hackers called the Impact Team, they posted a sample of the leaked data, and they've taken it down. But the hackers have threatened to publish more personal information unless the parent company permanently takes down Ashley Madison, just takes down the site altogether.
How great
so.
Is this?
Oh, this could really be. There could be a lot of names out there. So there you go.
Not totally unrelated. Please welcome now to the IMS in the Morning program, Senator Lindsey Graham on some thoughts on Bill Cosby. Good morning, Senator Graham.
Good morning, Mr. IMS. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood at the Nouveau Fat Loss Studio where it's all good. Speaking of fat, I just read about that horrible thing that happened to Jared from Subway. The executive director of his charity to prevent childhood obesity, they're accused of having child pornography on the computer. Sounds like he might have been hanging out at schoolyards offering kids his $5 footlong. Goodness, there have been so many sex scandals with celebrities these days. Bill Cosby's story just gets worse and worse. Apparently, in a deposition he gave 10 years ago, he admitted he gave prescription sedatives to a woman with whom he wanted to have sex. I can't imagine giving a woman a sedative to have sex with her. I need a sedative before I have sex with a woman. I get so nervous. I don't know if Mr. Cosby's intentions were all that devious, though. He showed one woman a relaxation technique. She'd get on his back with her back, and he'd say, "Now you relax." And while her legs were hanging out in the air, he'd go up and down and give her a jolt. Supposedly, it lines up the vertebrae, but sounds to me like it's one of the positions in the Kama Sutra, the floppy flounder. I would never resort to using drugs to get sexual favors from someone. But I have used treats to get other favors done. I've enticed my Filipino houseboy, Mindo Kakakianan, with a pudding pop or two to get him to polish my candlestick. Gets so tarnished. He's put on a little weight from them, though. Might have to join a Jared's little childhood obesity charity. You know, all the pudding pops he's eating. He's just a huggable little roly-poly Filipino dumpling.
What?
Mr. Lindsay, I can't lick it anymore, he says. So I think I may have to switch to Jell-O, because there's always room for Jell-O.
Wow. Well, you're quite finished.
Oh, I have more and more and more.
Well, about a quarter after the hour. Do you have any more news, Connell?
Well, Donald Trump says he doesn't need to be lectured by his opponents. That's what his USA Today op-ed was about. But it comes after he talked about John McCain, Senator John McCain, saying he's a war hero because he was captured and he doesn't like people who were captured. He likes people better that weren't. And
this is from a guy who got somebody who got a number of deferments to keep from. Because he was a coward and didn't want to go to Vietnam.
And if you expected an apology when he called into ABC's This Week.
And he's on television all the time, talking, nothing gets done. You look at what's happening to our veterans, they're being decimated, okay? So I will do far more for veterans than anybody. Right. I'll be able to build them new hospitals. I'll be able to build them churches.
No apology. So that was it with Martha Raddatz on ABC's This Week. And, well, if you want a quick one here on the Democrats, I know we talked a lot about the Republican race. Here's Bernie Sanders, I man, rallying the troops over the weekend.
Enough is enough. This great country and our government belong to all of the people and not just a handful of billionaires.
There you go. And we'll give you the poll numbers in the latest Fox News poll. Hillary Clinton.
Sounds out of it, doesn't he?
She's up 40 points against Sanders, 59-19. And Trump, of course, leading the Republicans, as we've talked about. The last poll, he was up by 4 points.
So that's a great country, isn't it? 16 after the hour. It's time for sports, sponsored by Peerless Boilers. And here with that is Warner Wolf. Good morning, Warner.
Morning, Iron Man. Coming to you from the Nouveau Fat Law Studio.
Whoa.
All right. Make way for 22-year-old American amateur Ollie Schneiderjans from Dallas. Went to Georgia Tech. He is 10 under par, and he is on the 16th hole right now. So he is only 2 strokes behind the leaders.
He's not going to do anything. Warner, calm down.
Well, he's
go
on.
Ahead.
Listen. Who knows if 10 under wins it? The thing is,
10 under is not going to win it.
Well, his problem is 14 guys are 9 under or less.
Yeah.
So, you know, you cannot assume that 14 guys are going to suddenly collapse.
He's not going to win it, Warner. Yeah. Right. Stop it.
Jordan Spieth, they'll all tee off after 9 o'clock. And you were talking about Tiger Woods earlier. Before the British Open began, you'll recall Tiger, who will be 40 in December, 10 years away from an AARP card. Mm. You remember he was asked about retirement.
Retirement? I don't have my AARP card yet, so I'm not 40 yet.
Yeah, he's not 40. Well, the AARP contacted Woods after that and said, "Dear Tiger, it's better to be over 40 than to consistently be over par."
Those jokers at the AARP.
Yes. Giants make it 6 in a row. Mets beat the Cardinals 3-1. It took 18 innings and 6 hours and 17 pitchers in the game. The Mets left 25 men on base. And Justin Verlander, now winless in his 6 starts. And the Tiger fans booed him off the mound yesterday. I mean, here was the hero, Cy Young winner. 3 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs. His ERA is now 6.62.
Man.
And just the opposite, Zach Greinke does it again. Dodgers beat the Nats 5-0. He goes 8 innings, 3 hits, struck out 11. He's 9-2 with a 1.30 ERA and 43 2/3 consecutive innings, no runs. The record is 59 in a row by the guy for the Dodgers. First time in 20 years, by the way, the Angels are rained out at home.
Idiots.
And you know how the fans...
Well, how does that make them idiots, Bernard?
I have no idea.
I do that all the time, I'm a moron.
And you know how fans help the runners and the bike riders? They throw water on them.
You mean on these... Oh, yeah, like the Tour de France deal?
Yeah, right. They help them out. So over the weekend, the 14th stage of the Tour de France, Great Britain's Chris Froome, with the overall lead right now, was doused by a fan with a cup of urine.
Oh, no.
Who yelled, "Dope!" as Froome went by.
I'm a fan. No. At one point on one of the drags, threw a pot of urine at me while shouting, "Dope!" It's not acceptable on any level.
Oh, man.
Hey, we pots. What is that, like a Dickens novel? Right. Here's your pot of urine.
Oh, God.
This is really good, huh?
He says it like it's a bad thing.
Oh, no.
Almost 20 minutes out there. Bernie, what's coming up with the
British? A Queen Elizabeth's Nazi salute comes to light as the British Prime Minister defends the Iran deal on a Sunday show. Coincidence? I don't think so. And Jimmy Fallon's finger falls off during his monologue.
Wow. Oh, no.
It's 20 minutes after the hour. Tom Friedman from the New York Times is coming up. Here's one of Mr. Friedman's 5 favorite songs.
You can hide with your color and study your pain. Because the lover's stars is in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, I'm no hero that's understood. Or addiction and an awful girl is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance I'll make it good somehow. Hey, what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind know that you're here. Well, the night's busted open, these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real, to trade in these wings on some wheels. Climbing back hills, beating down all the tracks.
Well, I've been talking about this the past few days. It's been 4 years now since MyPillow began to advertise on the I'm Still Waiting program. And over 1 million people who listen to me have bought MyPillows. That's a lot of pillows, wow. And why have they bought them? Well, because I became sold on them first. So I used to wake up every morning, my neck hurt, I had a headache, and but wake up all night long and fool around with the pillow. And I'd never thought about it, of course. And even to this day, it seems odd that a pillow would make that much difference in whether you got a good night's sleep or not. Turns out it makes all the difference. So And now My Pillow, in celebration of all this, is offering buy one pillow, get one free, plus 50% off of everything else they sell. And a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can't lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Type in the code word IMUS. MyPillow.com. Do it. How would you like to lose 20 to 45 or more pounds in 40 days guaranteed? Nuvo Fat Loss, all weight gain, has a hormonal component to them, according to them. And they figured it out, and they pretty good. And they designed this nutrition program that addresses the hormonal component of your fat body, and the toxic fat just falls off of you. And next thing you know, you're looking pretty good. So, and they guarantee you will. 20 to 45 or more pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. Your doctor supervised every step of the way. Nuvo Fat Loss. You can call them at 844-6-A-NEW-ME, 844-6-A-NEW-ME, or perhaps better, go to NuvoFatLoss.com. That's N-U-V-O, NuvoFatLoss.com. 27 after the hour here on the IMUS in the Morning program. Tomorrow's Psychos. I wonder who we should have on Psychos tomorrow, Connell.
Let's see. Well, what's the debate? We're missing somebody? Or... Okay.
Bernard.
That's where we're starting.
Who else?
Man, that could fill the whole segment. But let's see.
You know,
Curtis
been
is on Thursday.
How about Tony Powell,
Tupac?
Adam Clayton, whatever the hell his name is.
That's him.
Tupac.
Tony Tupac.
Tupac Tony. Yes.
Brother Powell?
Could have Brother Powell. That would add
okay,
a lot.
Okay, Brother Powell on.
All right, that's three. Right. Good.
You know who's great is Curtis Sliwa.
Very. That's a Thursday one. Right?
Well, we have him on Thursday.
Yeah,
so we have Tony,
Tupac,
Deidre, Bernard.
That's three. That's good.
Who else?
Maybe Rob.
We will have Rob.
Well, the silence is deafening.
We'll have Rob as somebody, though.
Oh, I see. As Donald Trump. No, I don't know.
Should we have you as Rob?
Let's think about this.
Larry Flint or...
No.
The Pope? No.
How about a character with some energy?
How about Elvis?
Elvis.
Well, that's who we'll have. We'll have Elvis, Brother Powell, Deidre, and Bernard.
Oh, that's a great panel. That's a great panel.
Tomorrow. This is great.
Woo! Yeah.
Time for a Bernie briefing sponsored by Peerless Boilers and Genucel. Genucel's that stuff you get from Chamonix.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can, I don't know if they still have this offer or not, but they were selling this dark circle cream, all this stuff from Chamonix. Well, George and all those chemists over there, they worked to develop this. So first product they developed was that Esotique that Deidre uses, so good that stuff is. And, but they developed this dark circle cream that doesn't cover up the dark circles, so it gets rid of them. And like the Genucel, those bags on your eyes. Like Rob occasionally feels like it. Rob is very undisciplined.
Oh, man.
But when he uses the Genucel on the big fat bags under his eyes, the big fat bags under his eyes go down.
Mm. Great.
So call him at 800-754-6980 and get some. They get a bunch of stuff free. Ask him about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Bernie. Good morning, Bernard.
Morning, boss, from the Nouveau Fat Loss Studios. And, yes, there was a picture of Queen Elizabeth doing the Heil Hitler salute from an old family movie, believe it or not, because the suspicion was that the family is Nazi sympathizers. And as you recall, Prince Harry once dressed up as a Nazi. Remember that?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. Who could forget? Now, so... Yesterday, keep that in mind when you listen to conservative Prime Minister David Cameron defend this Iran deal, which we all agree is selling out our brothers and sisters in Israel. Listen to a David Cameron on one of the Sunday morning shows.
This basic question, why did you sign off on the deal?
Because I think it is so much better than the alternative. I think that if there wasn't a deal, I think we would face Iran with a nuclear weapon, and that would have given a terrible choice to the West of either enabling that, allowing that to happen, or a very difficult decision to take military action. So this is the better outcome.
So that's a conservative.
Sounds like Paul McCartney, doesn't he?
He does, very much so.
Oh, just a little bit.
And his wife is has a prosthetic leg, too.
Wow.
Just coincidentally.
Yeah.
And, you know, this notion that after 15 years, Iran will get a nuclear bomb, David Cameron says no. Take a listen.
This deal says that it's never acceptable for Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
So there you go. But that's something to chew around with Tom Friedman coming up, right, boss?
That's right.
Yes.
That's what I do here. I set the table for the I-Man.
What did you just say again? Because I was doing something. I was thinking about something else.
Nothing, but you'll like this. Listen to Donald Trump.
I was talking to somebody on the intercom.
That's
fine. While you were talking.
That's no problem.
Yeah. Well, what did you just say?
That David Cameron is defending the nuclear deal, and he's a conservative.
Okay.
With Iran. And just keep
that. I got it.
All right. Now, Donald Trump yesterday during his apology, not his apology, his appearance on This Week with David George Stephanopoulos, when it was actually Martha Raddatz. Anyway, he talked about his hair, and it was amusing. Take a listen.
There seems to be a pattern, Mr. Trump. When you're criticized or attacked, you often respond with name-calling, using terms like dummy, loser, total losers on Twitter and elsewhere. You even demean some people's physical appearance. Is that something you would continue doing if you were president? Isn't that language beneath the office of the president?
Oh, I don't think. Look, when people attack me, I, you know, let them have it back. You say physical appearance, you know, it's my hair, but people are constantly attacking my hair. I don't see you coming to my defense.
And he ended up by saying, my hair is fine.
It's fine.
The best hair.
He, before all this broke, boss, he was actually in a feud with the Huffington Post, who they relegated the coverage of Donald Trump to their entertainment section. But this feud with Arianna Huffington goes way back to 2012 when Trump tweeted, Arianna Huffington is an unattractive both inside and out. I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. He made a good decision, wrote Donald Trump. So that's where that ugliness began. And on reaction to Trump's cheap shot at John McCain, Mitt Romney had one of the best responses. He tweeted, the difference between McCain and Donald Trump is that Trump shot himself down. McCain and veterans are true heroes, according to Mitt Romney. However, not everybody is slamming Donald Trump. Take a listen to Ted Cruz.
There are a number of Republican presidential candidates who've gone out of their way to try to whack Donald Trump with a stick. I'm not going to play that game.
Wow. All right. That's unusual. And then this other guy, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, he said this.
Do you think this makes Donald Trump unfit? Like I said, I disagree with his comments, Chuck. I would recommend that he apologize and retract them, and then get back to the campaign that he's been running on important issues like this Iran deal and the threat that it poses to the United States and the world.
So he thinks he's actually able to stay in the race, according to this guy, Tom Cotton, who is a major critic of this Iran deal. And finally, boss, your friend, the clumsy Jimmy Fallon, he had a couple of yuccarinos on Friday night. The topical, take a listen.
Donald Trump took a shot at Rick Perry on Twitter yesterday and said he should be forced to take an IQ test before being allowed to enter the GOP debate, to which Perry responded, I'd gladly take an IQ test, just tell me which cup to pee in. During a speech yesterday, Hillary Clinton revealed that she wrote to NASA when she was 14 to ask how she could become an astronaut, while Bill Clinton also wrote to NASA when he was 14 asking how he could get some Tang.
I get it.
Got it. Four after they are here on the Atmosphere program. Little Steve Ray Vaughan now. Tom Friedman coming up.
You can't change it, can't rearrange it. Time is all that we got, baby, let's take it. Loving is loving, the moment is right.
Your morning dose of sunshine. Imus in the morning.
Well, you know I was right. The big summer blowout sale of Chamonix is going on now. Now, I was just talking about the Genicel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under your eyes. And now, for the first time, you can get in the Platinum Dark Circle treatment to try for absolutely nothing. The Platinum Dark Circle treatment is a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes for a beautiful and flawless look. It does not hide the dark circles. It gets rid of them. How about that? But that's not all. Chamonix will throw in the Genucel Immediate Effects and Legendary Esotique for a younger look in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. So call them right now and get free express shipping. 800-754-6980. 800-754-6980. That's three free luxury gifts with your Genucel order today. But wait, there's more. No, no, there's not more. But that's enough. 800-754-6980, Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, Imus in the Morning.
Vinny from Queens is coming up here on the Imus of the Morning program. So some sports talk later in the hour. Here, along with Bernard McGurk, Lou Ruffino, I'm Connell McShane, Walter Wolf on sports. Tony Powell is with us here. Final hour of the show. We'll get into all the big news items, whether it's Iran or Cuba, Greece, Donald Trump, of course, the John McCain stuff. But first, Warner, what's happening? We're watching live golf here in the studio. What's happening at the British Open?
Well, five guys are now 10 under. 17 guys are 9 under.
Right.
So 26 guys are 9 under or less, separated by only 3 strokes or less from the top.
Whoa.
But all the leaders will tee off at 9:20 or later.
Oh, so it's just about time here to get them on the course.
Yes.
Oh,
now good. That 22-year-old American amateur we talked about in the last hour, Ollie Schneiderjan.
Sure.
He was 10 under through 16. No. Double bogeyed 17,
Ollie,
he's 8 under.
That's not good at
and,
all.
Mickelson finished. He had a 69, finished 7 under.
All right.
And coming up, Zach Greinke and Justin Verlander take opposite directions.
Right.
And what about this? You know, the problem with Florida State, the quarterback and then the running back, both arrested.
Sure.
Separate incidents, punching a woman in the bar. Well, this will fix it.
Mm-hmm.
The president of Florida State is taking a drastic step to curb future violence.
Oh, is that right?
Ready for this?
Yeah.
He's introduced a new mandatory course for student athletes called social responsibility.
Oh, wow. They have to take that in school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that will fix it.
That'll clear it up.
Do it.
There really are. What do you have for this hour, Bernie, in your Bernie briefing?
I have more anyway. Trump on the Sunday shows, in addition to whatever you have in the news. He was on for a long time, and he dug a couple of more holes. And also this this big transgender former dude, I guess you would say, this reporter now on a talk show threatens violence to a right-wing reporter who isn't down with the transgender thing. And also McCain. John McCain spoke out this morning on Donald Trump, and we have the tape.
All right. Oh, that was this morning that was.
That's
first,
right.
And we haven't heard that yet. So that's coming up later this hour. How about that?
That's right. Bottom of the hour, baby.
Let's get to the news that we have at this point, 7 past the hour. And our story of the day certainly would be the adultery website Ashley Madison being hacked. So we're following that closely. Apparently the personal data of some of Ashley Madison's 37 million users has been exposed in a hack now.
This is really – this is actually is – sexually arousing, ironically. This is great.
Oh, there must be some people really sweating it out this morning.
God.
Individual or group of hackers called the Impact Team posted a sample of the leaked data, but now they've taken that down. They're just playing around with people. And the hackers have threatened to publish more personal information unless the parent company of Ashley Madison, this company called Avid Life Media, it owns the social network or whatever you'd call Ashley Madison, unless they permanently take down the site.
So they sound like moral crusaders.
Sure.
I mean, call me a detective, I don't know, but they sound like they're trying to make a point, right?
Oh, of course. So forget about Snowden and all that kind of thing. This could be the big story here.
This will bring down the whole country.
This will really bring cybersecurity to the forefront.
This now could all be like of a sudden, the 700 Club hack job or something.
10% of the country, 37 million, man. That's a lot of people.
That's the thing I was about to say. There are apparently 37 million users of Ashley Madison, this website. So.
Wow.
guns, we know you can't afford it, so you're probably...
37 million and one.
And you're not married. So that's...
I think there'll be a lot of blackmailing going on.
There'll be a lot of that going on.
Sure, there's a lot of blackmails on it, Warner.
Go on, Tony Powell, all week. Thank you very much. So we'll follow that throughout the day. Keep you updated on the Ashley Madison story.
Please do.
UN Security... UN Security Council expected to endorse this Iranian nuclear deal today. The I-Man was just talking to Tom Friedman about that last hour, so they're voting on that this morning. And then you have the U.S. and Cuba officially resuming normal relations as of today. That kicked in at midnight.
Yeah, puppy.
So the Cuban embassy opening up in Washington, D.C. Apparently the American embassy in Havana will not open up until next month because John Kerry's going to visit. They got to wait for him to go down there and raise the flag or whatever it is.
You can go down there and go on vacation right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are.
Yeah. It's not like any big deal. Somebody, you know, what about the cigars? Now it's, you know, whatever it is. Just
cigars and prostitutes, I'm sorry to say, are the big trade right now.
So in terms of bringing them back? Or
No. just during your little visit.
When you're down there, I see. So, well, it's legal.
Yeah.
To go there. So...
And it's legal to do whatever you want.
Hmm.
It's been going on for a long time. Look, it's a terrible thing. They were very impoverished, and the girls were more than eager. But let's hope that all changes.
Bernie sounding like he's very well informed on the what goes on in Cuba. And after 3 weeks, the Greeks have reopened their banks today.
Mr. Altar Boy over here.
No, I was an altar boy.
So was I.
There were still restrictions on how many... whatever euros the Greeks can take out. It's only 60 euros a day, which is like $65. So be careful if you're listening to us in Greece this morning. Don't take too much out of the ATM. And Donald Trump. Let's get to Donald Trump, and then we'll have Warner update us on the British Open and the leaders getting onto the course. He dismissed Senator John McCain's war hero reputation this weekend because he was captured in Vietnam, saying, "I like people who weren't captured." And then he wrote this morning in USA Today in an op-ed that he doesn't need to be lectured by his Republican opponents. So... is this a lecture? Rick Perry.
I really don't understand his strategy here of taking on a bullet that went through John McCain and hit a lot of us that wore the uniform of this country. I mean, this is really offensive.
The thing is with Trump, obviously, he doesn't have, literally, and the New York Times wrote an article about this, have anyone advising him. So
yeah,
it's
he shoots from the hip.
Whatever it is. Yeah, whatever comes into his mind.
But then he should have offered a full-throated apology immediately afterwards instead of digging in.
He didn't. He never does.
No,
really.
I know. But in this case, this is a death sentence as far as him politically.
And his op-ed this morning, a number of my competitors for the Republican nomination have no business running for president. I do not need to be lectured by any of them. Many are failed politicians or people who would be unable to succeed in the private sector. Some, however, I have great respect for. That's how he ends it, which is like, you know, the Mexican thing. Some are good people. At the very end, he throws in stuff like that.
Perhaps.
Oh, man. It's just, well, this is, I don't, well, we'll see when the polls come out, I guess.
You think this is it for him? I mean.
Well, no, I mean, he'll keep running, but yeah, it hurts him. Of course, the veterans and against.
This is the political third rail, is making fun of veterans. And by the way, I watched Hogan's Heroes when I was a kid.
Right.
They're not heroes?
Wow, I mean, the people who he was appealing to, who liked him, are the very people who are going to be very supportive of veterans and all that.
Right.
So that group may be anti-immigrant and everything. So he was going up in the polls as he, you know, get them all fired up. But it all started when McCain called his supporters "quote unquote" crazy. So that's really what got him. I guess torqued off.
He should have apologized.
He should have apologized when he called into Martha Raddatz yesterday, but he didn't. Cosby was the other story over the weekend a lot of people talked about because of the New York Times story on this deposition, which they learned about. It was publicly available through a court reporting service, so they went and got it. The New York Times did, and you found out Cosby was giving women drugs. He was paying off women after having sex with them, and you know, he's trying to hide the whole thing from his wife, but it was his own words in a transcript, 2005-2006 deposition that was taken, to where Cosby also admitted that he funneled money to some women through his agent so his wife wouldn't find out. So speaking of people who were done, Bill Cosby.
I had to pay the people to keep their mouths shut is what it did.
That's exactly what you did. Yes, you did.
Started with the pudding pop.
But it wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't. No, it never is. We'll have
Vinny for coming by, Bill.
Vinny from Queens later this
Water
hour.
Waterwolf.
Oh. And Waterwolf does have sports. Cosby, a big fan of Warner, apparently. And we're watching that British Open. Good morning, Warner.
Hi, good morning, Connell. Coming to you from the Nouveau Fat Loss Studio.
Whoa.
Final round of that wind, rain, delayed British Open. 26 golfers now separated by only 3 strokes from the lead. Hmm. The 3 leaders, Jason Day, Paul Dunn, and Louis Oosthuizen.
Wow.
Jordan Spieth, 1 stroke back. They're all teeing off at 9:20 or later.
And Dunn's the Irish amateur. So
yeah, well, as a matter of fact, here he is, the 22-year-old Dunn. Mm. The fact that he was 1,500-1 to win the Open.
Oh. After I played the practice round, I had a few people from home with me, and I was playing nice, so they found a few bookies that had me a 5-1 to make the cut. So I think I made a lot of people at home some money. Ah. Hopefully I can steal from the bookmakers a little more tomorrow.
Meaning today, right, of course.
Make the cut.
And that 22-year-old American amateur, Ollie Schneider Jans, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Remember we left an hour ago? He was 10 under on 16. He double bogeyed 17.
That's enough, Ollie.
Yeah, I think that's it for Ollie. He's 8 under, which isn't good enough today.
Nope.
Phil Mickelson, 69, finished 7 under. Baseball, the Mets left 25 men on base.
Right.
But still beat the Cardinals in 18 innings and 6 hours.
Oh, win's a win, Warner.
That's right, 3-1. Dodgers' Zach Greinke goes 8 innings, shutout ball, 3 hits, struck out 11. He's now 9-2,
right,
with an earned run average of 1.30.
Jeez.
And he's now going 43 2/3 consecutive innings without scoring a run.
That's exciting baseball.
So Greinke was asked what he thought about his streak.
Nothing. Don't ever think about it.
Oh, wow. Well, sorry we asked.
That is exciting.
Greinke, wow. And has Justin Verlander lost his focus? The former Cy Young winner, still winless in his 6 starts this year, bombed out again. Yesterday, 3 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, a 6.62 ERA,
right.
And the Tiger fans booed him off the mound. Here was Tiger manager Brad Ausmus, who has no explanation for Verlander's lack of concentration, who even used a full windup with the bases loaded.
I'm not sure exactly why Ver decided to go from the windup with the bases loaded. I'm sure he has a reason for it.
Yeah, Cade Upton.
That's it. He was thinking about Cade Upton. He said, you know what? She'd love to see the full windup.
Now you're talking.
rather than the stretch.
That's right.
After getting booed off the mound, though, it would be hard getting some wood up for Cade Upton.
Come on here. Hey,
come on, man. It's humiliating.
Yeah. And finally,
yeah.
In 1968, Giants manager Alvin Dark said, they'll put a man on the moon before right-hander Gaylord Perry ever hits a home run.
Right.
On this day in 1969, Perry hit his first home run.
Wow.
Ooh. 20 minutes later, the Giant clubhouse received word that Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon.
Coincidence?
I have goose pimples.
Today.
Wow, how about that?
46 years ago today.
Trip down.
Right?
Gaylord.
Memory lane with Warner Wolf.
That's
and
right.
Gaylord Perry.
And you were there.
Right. We were now. We'll have Vinny from Queens, speaking of sports, a little bit later this hour. And then Bernie, as he said, is going to give us that John McCain reaction to all the Trump stuff. Bernie Briefings next.
Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around. Don't turn your back on the baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
I'm Us in the Morning.
Well, how would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days and have that weight loss be guaranteed? As you may know by now, NJ Diet is called Nouveau Fat Loss. In fact, we're here in the Nouveau Fat Loss Studios this morning And they have amazing breakthrough technology at Nouveau Fat Loss, so much so that they know where your hormones need to be balanced that are causing you to gain weight. And yeah, weight gain does have a hormonal component to it. So what Nouveau Fat Loss does is they create this individualized and natural recipe, allowing your own body to burn off the weight, its own toxic fat, 20 to 45 pounds of it in only 40 days. And if it doesn't work, Nouveau Fat Loss offers a money-back guarantee. So if you don't lose the weight in 40 days, you get your money back. All natural process. You don't have to get any shots, no surgery, or anything like that. And you'll be doctor-supervised every step of the way. So call them today. 844-6-A-NEW-ME is the phone number. Or register online. NouveauFatLoss.com. But don't hold off. Do it today. 844-6-A-NEW-ME. Or go online. NouveauFatLoss.com. We do have Vinny from Queens coming up. We'll have it with the I-Man and everybody else talking sports in a few minutes. But Bernie briefing time right now. We were going to get that McCain stuff and reaction to Trump from Bernie and whatever else he has planned. So what do we got?
Well, we're here at the Nouveau Fat Loss Studio, as Warner indicated earlier. And I know you're all hopped up to hear this John McCain soundbite. Well, mm-hmm. This is what he said in his first response to the Trump comments. Take a listen.
I'm not a hero, but those who are my senior ranking officers, people like Colonel Bud Day, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and those that inspired us to do things that we otherwise wouldn't have been capable of doing, those are the people that I think he owes an apology to.
But he didn't quite come out to say that Donald Trump should just go away. But he was a very humble took the high road type of classy dude you would expect out of Senator John Wayne McCain, who is a hero, by the way.
Yep.
And this was what Trump actually said. These are his full comments from Friday at some family council where Frank Luntz of Hair fame on this program was interviewing a whole range of candidates. Take a listen.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war
hero. 5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Donald Trump, of course, never served, and so the question of why not came up. And yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the sub-host, Martha Raddysh, asked him all about it. Take a listen.
How many deferments did you actually get, and what were they for? I believe you had student deferments and then a medical deferment.
I had student deferments like many other people had during the war. I had a minor medical deferment for a bone spur on the foot. I was then entered into the draft because if I would have gotten a different number, I could have been drafted.
That wasn't until 1969. The lottery wasn't until 1969.
Right.
You had many deferments before.
Excuse me. I was entered into the lottery, the draft lottery. If I would have gotten a low number, I would have been drafted. I would have proudly served.
You know, he was explaining. Just shut up and let him finish. For God's sakes. He got a bunch of student deferments during college. Then he had a medical deferment on a foot, which at some point he couldn't remember which foot.
Well.
But, and then he did actually enter the draft, and he got lucky with the numbers in 1969. If they had picked him, he would have gone. They didn't pick him, he didn't go. And also, Donald Trump on his other wacky comments. Take a listen.
Have you ever said anything you regret?
Yes, I have on many occasions.
Can you tell us a few of those?
I wouldn't do that, Martha. I wouldn't do that. It's not the appropriate time. But certainly I have said things that I could have held back. But not that often. Surprisingly, not that often.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Not that much. I know what I'm doing. Maybe once.
I'm so sorry that he said what he said.
Jeez.
I really like it.
Screwed it up.
Right.
We really did.
Oh, man.
You know, it was great to have him. And
now he messed up.
Yeah. And finally, he turned it all around, Donald Trump, on this in this particular interview with Raddysh. Take a listen.
And you heard what I said about those veterans groups. You still think this will help you in the polls?
I believe that I will do far more for veterans than John McCain has done for many, many years with all talk, no action. He's on television all the time, talking, nothing gets done. You look at what's happening to our veterans. They're being decimated, okay? So I will do far more for veterans than anybody.
Oh. I will win the Latino vote. The Mexicans love me. And the veterans...
Donald
Trump. Never anything specific, just far more
than Mesopotamia.
Than anyone ever did in the past. Oh, yeah, yeah. What a mess.
I don't know.
Remember the Ottoman Empire since those days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? It's going to be an interesting few days here because, you know, he's all in at this point. The debates are less than 3 weeks or about 3 weeks away, about 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, there's no way he back. I mean, unless something has changed in his DNA that he ever backs out before that debate. Right. I mean, he's got to get on that stage. I mean, he just will.
So the fun continues.
For a while.
Please don't say anything
Although
else.
This was an ugly episode.
Gosh.
Well, you knew something was going to happen. I mean, you know, something. Well, it was close enough with everything else he said.
I mean, you can't be attacking the veterans. Come on.
No.
Come on, yo.
Come on,
and,
yo.
And listen, there was this big transgender former dude. Did I just do this last hour?
Yeah, well, one of the hours. They're all running together at this point. We're having so much fun.
All right. Well, anyway, he was on the Dr. Drew show on HLN. They were debating transgenderism. And this is Zoe Ter, this is the transgender, is not a big fan of Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh.
But he's an even lesser fan of this right-wing commentator, Ben Shapiro. Take a listen.
This is just somebody that's
I don't hate you. I have sympathy for you. I feel terrible for you.
No, you do hate. You're consumed with hatred. That is who
really?
You are. You're a little
you know
man.
Me?
You're a little man.
Little boy.
Zoe, I'm sorry.
It's all, everybody.
I'm sorry.
You're a little man. You're a little boy. And then finally, it got really ugly.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're not educated on genetics.
Would you like to discuss the genetics?
No.
What are your genetics?
I'd stay away from the genetics and back to the brain scans.
You cut that out now. Or you'll go home in an ambulance.
Oh.
Hey.
Ooh, and he put his arm around him when he said that. And D.L. Ugly, the comedian who is on one of our sister stations here, 103.9 FM, he said this about Kate Jenner.
Arthur Ashe, he fought AIDS with dignity and honor, and Caitlyn Jenner put on a dress. I don't think it's the same thing.
She is a beautiful woman, isn't she?
Yeah, in a, like, Miss Doubtfire kind of way. Bruce Jenner looks like every PE teacher I ever had.
Oh, snap. In a Mrs. Doubtfire kind of way, Caitlyn Jenner is attractive, says D.L. Hughley.
And the old gym teacher comparison. Well,
wow.
All right. There
I am
you go.
Outraged.
Of course you are. You always are, I notice. Just about every day, once or twice. We'll delve for the second consecutive week, delve into the personal life of our good friend Nat Candido, and also talk some sports. Coming up, Vinny from Queens.